Byron Spires is a longtime reporter with the Havana Herald who first reported Gadsden Sheriff Morris Young was allowing prisoners to use the furlough program to leave jail for short periods of time. Originally, Circuit Judge Barbara Hobbs was supposed to hear the case, but Spires says that's no longer happening.
And Judge Francis, who is the chief judge for the circuit, this circuit too, court system, appointed Judge William Gary, I believe. And in the process of that, the state attorney, Willie Meggs, filed a petition asking that Judge Gary recuse himself because of prior connections with the sheriff, Morris Young. And he agreed and recused himself, and now they have a new judge from Circuit 3, which is the Lake City Live Oak District, who will be actually handling the case.
So what initially got this started? Sheriff Young is in charge of the Gadsden County Jail, and to my understanding, he had let out some inmates who were trustees unsupervised.
You know, this had been done even prior to Sheriff Young. Sheriff W.A. Woodham had allowed some trustees out on furloughs, and it depended on the time, you know, what they were in there for. And it's kind of escalated after Sheriff Morris Young got in there. What really started all of this was a case that I did about an individual who was released on furlough for 8 hours. And when they were released, they went to their home and ended up in a fracas with the female that lived there and threatened to kill her.
You know, the implications of this, that, you know, Sheriff Young, his argument is, you know, I am the sheriff, I am an elected official, I have this authority. And State Attorney Willie Meggs, his argument is, no, we expect for you to follow our orders. Is this basically a clash of two different perspectives on how to deal with county jail inmates, and what are the implications of that?
I think this is going to end up being a very interesting case because it may create some rules for further down the line about what responsibilities a county sheriff has over what a court says.
A hearing in the case has been rescheduled for November 25th. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.